We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Hey, well, I'm about that action, boss.
Take him out!
This is the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. A payday Friday slash Frisco Friday here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. And just had a Warriors game. It was pretty cool to hear Tim Roy on the way into work on the airways live from Japan as the Warriors play their first preseason game against the Wizards. They win 91-86. James Wiseman, 20 points, 9 rebounds. That's going to gaslight this fan base, of course. We're big Wiseman fans. We think he could be a big factor this season as the Warriors defend their NBA championship, their fourth in 8 years. And good morning to everybody out there. Getting off their graveyard shifts if you're at work. What is happening? Good morning to you if you're getting ready for work. If you're on the roadways already, happy Friday, everybody out there. As we have a Niners game on Monday. We had the Warriors just now. It was just good to have some dubs back in our life. Because I'm not going to lie, Shasky, we'll get into the Niners and Rams, and we'll talk a lot about the Warriors today. When I think about the Warriors, I get happy. I smile from ear to ear. When I think about the 49ers, I get excited about the defense, and then I think about the quarterback, and I think about the excitement that we have for Trey Lance, and I think about who's throwing the balls and who's throwing all the passes and who's running the offense. And I get a little depressed. I get a little depressed because we're here again with Jimmy Garoppolo.
I thought you were going to go, we're here, they're there, and you're going to give me the Jonathan from San Francisco call. First off, you brought up James Wiseman, and I understand
that. We're here, and they're there.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jonathan. Shout out everybody that wanted James Wiseman traded, huh? Shout out you guys, the impatient souls. Shout you guys out. Yeah, all you 95.7 The Game hosts, you know who I'm talking about. Shout out all those people that wanted Miles Turner. Mediocre Miles Turner. Shout you guys out. Couldn't be patient, had no faith in the young man. Shout out to you. God, I hope James Wiseman stunts on everyone this year. Like, I really do. We took a dump on this guy's chest as a fan base. Oh, my God. He's the reason.
A segment of the fan base.
No, you're right. You're right. You know what? A small vocal segment. You're 100% correct.
It's not everybody.
I am so pulling for this kid to just have a monster year.
I think he will. I mean, and look, what does a monster year look like for James Wiseman? It's not 20-10.
No, he's not
18-11.
How many bigs do 20-10?
Well, just, you know, contribute off the bench, spell Looney. This tandem between Looney and Wiseman has a chance to be really, really good. I think everybody knows about Looney.
Twin Towers? Rob Sampson?
Hey, man, look.
Hakeem Olajuwon? Before he changed to hockey?
Kevon Looney. There's no more slander when it comes to Kevon Looney. I think he's won everybody over. Playing every single game last year. Playing big time with the 22 rebounds against the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, there's no more questions about who Kevon Looney is. Defensively, offensively, know what you're going to get, which is a solid big and solid production. Now you add the potential of James Wiseman, who looked good rolling off that pick and roll. Oh, he's setting screens. He's slipping. He's going to the rim. He had a nice little poster on Kristaps Porzingis.
How about
now
the spin
move?
That.
Now you add that to what Looney already brings? And you got two bigs here that can really help the Warriors out. He's rebounding. He's blocking shots. He's really thinking on that end. Look, it's a preseason game. We're not going to go crazy. It's against the Washington Wizards. But boy, the glimpse I saw of James Wiseman, that boy's been putting in work in the gym.
Again, good for him. Like, I'm really happy for the kid. He's had a really, like, wild road traveled in terms of trying to get to the NBA. Now they want to move it back to where, I guess, you're not one and done anymore. Right. They're going to go to, you can jump straight from high school. Some people believe that's a LeBron thing for his son. But someone like James Wiseman is kind of stuck in the vortex of, like, the tweener vortex of played a couple college games, gets in trouble before NIL. which is ridiculous. Now that we think about it, like, think about what he got in trouble for.
Right.
And think about what's going on in NIL right now and how there's like seven former USC quarterbacks starting on Saturdays, all making 500K plus. Okay. And then you look about what happened to him his rookie year. And obviously, you know, a lot of ups and downs. I mean, probably more downs than ups. But he was 20 years old. And then you look at him missing almost, essentially the whole year in terms of not playing with the big team on the actual court. And for him to come back now, like, good for him, man. I'm so pulling for this kid.
Yeah, I'm pulling hard for him. And then Dante DiVincenzo making his debut for the Golden State Warriors. And Dubs fans are already feeling like, hey, Gary Payton II was really good for us. Boy, you got a nice solid backup here with Dante. Double D. Dante DiVincenzo.
Double D? Out late?
Double D.
Ricky D?
Well, I don't know. He's too fit to be called Double D. When I think of Double D, I think of Baby D from next Friday.
Oh.
Who knew about all the Twinkies and the cookies coming out? Yeah, we're not going to go Double D there with Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, I don't know why you did.
Yeah, I don't know why I did either. It just came out naturally. But I like this pickup.
Do you have a cue card of nicknames for the upcoming season?
No, I don't. I don't do that stuff. That's not me.
Loon Dog hit that from Fremont. Yeah,
no, we just it comes out natural. So, true story, during the playoffs.
You're like Vin Scully.
True story, during the finals, game two, I ran into Looney's mom. Come on, Looney's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Moms and pops. And moms came up to me and said, Bonte, I've been looking for you. I had a bone to pick with you last year.
Uh-oh.
But she goes, but then you started calling him Loon Dog. And I said, okay, he's all right. He's family. Took a selfie with me. She said, keep up the good work. We watch every pre- and post-game show. Keep it up. Loon Dog it is. And I was like,
did you tell her about our YouTube channel?
I did not tell her about our YouTube channel. YouTube wasn't booming yet. What? No, YouTube was up. I didn't tell her about it, though. I was like, whoa. I was in a doghouse in a Looney household. She's like, hey, you started calling him Loon Dog. So I'm not going to have a cue card or nicknames. It just comes out naturally, organically. Like Wiseman, I'm not feeling Big Wise or Big James or anything. Just call him Wiseman. Wiseman. Some guys are just good with just one name. Wiseman. Say it again. Wiseman.
So he's like Kobe or Shaq? Like,
Wiseman. That's it. Yeah. You got Loon Dog. You got Day-Day. You got the Chef. You got the Splash Cousin. You got the Splash. Wiseman. That's what it is. Wiseman. Speak that into existence. And Jimmy O, don't throw stuck. Look at it now.
It's
everybody
true.
Uses it.
It's
everybody
true.
Uses it. It gives me no credit for that.
When I only saw highlights. I didn't pretend to watch it live. I was sleeping like a little baby. In fact, I'm still a little tired. It's Friday. When I saw the little slip screen where he dove to the basket and Steph, commanding all that attention, just lobs one up like he's Chris Paul. Then it's DeAndre Jordan back in the day, Lob City for the Clippers. I was thinking to myself, oh my God, if they can just incorporate that element into this offense.
It's there.
Well, but that's the one thing I think that they've gotten away from, because JaVale McGee was really good at that.
Yep.
A little high-low slip, whether it's Draymond throwing the lob, whether it's Iguodala, whether it's Steph Curry. They really haven't had a big who is athletic enough to set that high screen,
right.
Even if you're not just like setting a real screen, just a little step in front and then dive to the hoop, and then to have the athleticism to kind of just jump on over someone.
Right.
Then you see that left-handed spin move where he cups it around the hoop. I mean, baby steps. Let's play a month.
You know what, though?
Let's play a month. Let's play a couple of months. But you can see, as a ball of clay in terms of a prospect, there's something here.
Hey, and the maturity. Just talking to him immediate day. So, you know, we've seen him every step of the way since he's been drafted. He's now more long-winded. You know, he's engaging.
Oh, he's stretching it out?
He's stretching it out, baby, with those big old arms. Now I was like, man, how was summer? He goes, you know, I was here. I was just putting in work.
Do you know what I do?
I was here.
I follow him on Insta. Big Ticket Wise or Big Ticket 13 or whatever his Instagram. He put out a bunch of music this summer.
Yeah, it's therapeutic for him because he goes to see a therapist to help him deal with the stress and everything else that comes with being a hotshot rookie as well as putting out music. He's got some flows. He's got some bars.
He had one where he was in a Cadillac. I sent it to the boys in the back on his SoundCloud page. It was an interesting song. I wouldn't say it was a great song. I also wouldn't say it was a horrible song. It was an interesting song.
Hey, he's a rapper, man. The bar set low.
No.
I set the bar low.
I think he did the beat, too. And so, look, good for him. But, it's okay to be a well-rounded individual and have outside interests.
Look, Wiseman looked good. There's no doubt about that. I got a text from Brad Gilbert today. Jonathan Kuminga, man, the outside shot needs work. He keeps going back to that spin move. Kuminga's going to be interesting this year, what he does in year two. There's a lot of smoke around him, which I think will help Moody and Wiseman because all the attention is on Jonathan Kuminga to be this superstar right away. You want to talk about patience. The patience level that fans have for him to take the next step. Guy is still so young. Patience,
can
patience,
he even
patience.
Drink?
No, he can't. He can't. He can't. He's too young.
God.
He's too young.
Could you imagine having millions of dollars and being 19, 20 years old?
No, I can't.
God.
I can't. Well,
jealous.
I daydream about it all the time.
All day you dream about summer?
No. I don't dream about summer all day. Is that a song or something?
It's Adidas.
Adidas? Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a different S word.
Yeah.
I'm in my bag today, bro.
I don't know if you're in your bag. It's a bag coming up empty. It's a bag coming up empty. What was I going to say?
Did you hear what they released?
No. What did they release?
Okay. I wanted to bring this up 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Adult Happy Meals are being released.
At McDonald's?
Yes.
That's going to drive you to McDonald's?
No, not me.
Why?
But the collectors people are going to go to try to get, they're going to have like the Hamburglar and then that little potato head guy. They got all these different adults.
Grimace.
Grimace. Thank you, Grimace.
I'm a Taco Bell guy.
Does the adult Happy Meal come with a toy?
I'm literally explaining that to you right now.
Sam. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Is that it comes with a toy. By the way, I don't know if you know this.
Taco Bell, so damn good. That's what I'm about. That's what I do.
Yeah, I like Taco Bell too. Yeah, who doesn't like Taco Bell?
You like all the fast foods. I like Taco Bell. I'm not going
to
say I hate it.
Everybody lies like to themselves. I don't like fast food. No. We all consume it. There's a reason that McDonald's has sold 8 gazillion burgers a month. All right? You think it's good? Because we're not eating it? Number one, let's start here. Sam Lubman, I walked in the door. Sam Lubman goes, how about those Giants? I go 78-78. He goes, oh, they're still alive. Phillies lost last night. Did the Brewers lose as well? Brewers lost last night.
Brewers, I think, pulled out the win over the Marlins.
No, they lost.
They gave up four runs late.
They gave up 4 runs in the ninth inning.
They were up two runs in the ninth inning.
Well, anyway, point being, Giants still alive, not mathematically eliminated. Somewhere, Mark Willard is getting his angel wings.
No, you are too. Don't throw Mark Willard under the bus.
I got some angel wings too.
Dude, don't do this, guys. Don't do this. I'm in a great mood.
What?
We just listened to the Warriors game. We watched the Warriors game. We got up at 3 a.m. We got Niners football on Monday. Don't do this with the Giants today. I don't want to be the guy.
They're alive.
Listen, I know there's somebody in their car.
In the words of Guru, the math is there, Steiny.
I know there's somebody in their car, and they're listening, and they're saying, boy, my Giants got a shot. They're playing some good baseball. I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. I'm not doing it. Okay, they're 9-1 in their last 10.
Is that something to scoff at?
Great. I mean,
thank you, Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, exactly. You're beating up on the Rockies, okay? You're beating up on the Rockies. You don't have a shot. It's not happening. It's not. Philly's not going to lose out. Brewer's not going to lose out. Don't do this.
You know that if they tie on the last day of the year, the Giants have the head-to-head matchup. And they actually would get in?
No, I remember because Lubman did this video after the Phillies were in town. Hey, well, got the tiebreaker over the Phillies.
You never thought that fact would pop up again, though, and yet here we are.
Lubman, just make Bonte's day. Why are you optimistic? Rodon, final Giants start? Maybe, maybe not.
I'm not super optimistic. I mean, let's be honest, they're probably still not going to make the playoffs. But you know what? I'm just happy that they're playing hard here at the end of the season when they really have no reason to.
You know what I was happy about? Seeing Jarrell Cotton back on the mound.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
One, Lubman's losing his mind over the way Kapler's using the bullpen down the stretch. Name the names that you wanted to come in for Jarrell Cotton. Just listen to some of these names that they have in the bullpen.
They could have gone to Scott Alexander, Alex Young, Thomas Zapucki. I mean, these are all guys you need them to get just one out. You got to go right to Brevia.
You know it's a lost season when you got Zapucki.
Zapucki's not been, he's been good since they got him.
Oh, I mean,
I'm not going to lie.
A funny name, sure, but he's been pitching pretty well.
I'm not going to lie. I was rooting against the Giants. So they could be eliminated, so I wouldn't have to hear this because I knew this was going to pop up.
They're about to finish over 500.
I know. And lie to everybody. We finished over 500. They suck this year. All right. This is where I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind with this. I'm in a good mood, and you guys want to sit here and act like the Giants got a shot. You want to sit here. You're believing. I see it all in your face, Shasky. Lutman's over there believing. You got Mark Willard going to the games now. All of a sudden, he's going to the games. Come on. Let's not do this.
I'll be there tonight, too. You know, watching March to the playoffs.
Guaranteed loss at that point if he's gone.
Guaranteed loss. If Lutman's gone, Lutman needs to stay home. You know what? What's your record, Lutman? What are you, like 1-8 this year?
No, I actually got a winning record at a Giants game. I got to tabulate the actual record, but I'm pretty sure I got a winning record right now.
The best part about all this is that they're going to go to the last month of the season and go, you know, forget the 6 months that Yaz had beforehand. Look at that two-week stretch. You know it's coming. Crawford played the best defense of his life. Oh. We don't need a shortstop. There was a quote yesterday. Just we're gonna be done with Giants talk, but they're alive, and so I want to give them their last few breaths, their last few embers of baseball. Carlos Correa basically came out and said, "I'm for sale. Come get me."
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see the quote?
I saw it.
Lutman, what was the exact quote?
He's talking about going to DR.
Yeah,
he's
Christian DR. Going to
DR. I go there, I buy it because I want it.
Yeah, and I'm the product.
I'm the product. And if you want me, come pay for it.
I love that.
Come spend top dollar.
I love that. If you go get Aaron Judge and Carlos Correa?
Giants are 16-10 in the month of September after going 21-34 over July and August. Is that a selling point for Aaron Judge?
Well, this is...
Honestly, right now on a Friday, how confident are we that Aaron Judge is going to sign with the Giants? Because I'm starting to see a lot of tweets circulate.
Well, the only reason
A little bit, Lubin? You got to even believe it?
I'm holding my thumb and index finger very, very close together, but not quite touching that to symbolize my confidence in Aaron Judge.
He's like a fourth and short, you know? He's going to pull out the index card. They're this short. They're this short. It's fourth down.
Oh, you know what? I got a special assignment for Sam Lubin. During the offseason. Judge watch. And what I mean by judge watch, you need to track every single flight, see where he's at, look at his Instagram.
Oh, like Tiger watch.
Yes, like Tiger watch. It's Aaron Judge watch. All rise. Where's he flying to today? Where's he at? Is he in France? Is he in Africa? Is he in Stockton, California? Judge eating lunch at?
If he signed with the Giants this offseason,
oh my gosh,
you're getting baby Chaz a 99 jersey.
Oh, no doubt. I want a judge here last year. I remember you, Kate Scott, a lot of people. I was like, go get Aaron Judge. The guys are like, yeah, I don't know about Aaron Judge. I was like, what? And then he goes out there and has the greatest contract year of all time.
My favorite would be you instead of the milkman. It's you and a bunch of other judges.
Yeah.
You're the panel of the Supreme Court.
My gavel, babe. Boom, boom, boom.
The long hair.
Let's go. I'm all about Aaron Judge coming to San Francisco. Listen, you better if you go Judge, you better go all in. You better go to Dior and go get Carlos Correa.
Well, Rodon's gone. I don't know if you heard the quotes from him and Jock Peterson. They both said, like, that's a great 1 year. Really appreciate being here. Basically,
in the last week.
Oh, yeah, Jock's gone. It sounds like to me, my interpretation after talking, I don't know if you know about this, but Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, we did a podcast.
Yeah.
It's been released this morning, so if you really want more baseball content, search there for your baseball content needs. Mark said, and I agree with him, sounds like the agent for Jock Peterson and Farhan got together. They threw some numbers together. And Jock's representation wasn't happy with it.
Oh, well, he'll always have that fantasy football league, right?
Dude. Has any player's powers been zapped harder than when Tommy Pham slapped it? He had 17 home runs, and he's had 6 cents.
Oh, he slapped the soul out of him. He slapped the soul out of him. I mean, you might have saw it. The only thing he forgot was the baby powder. I mean, that was the pimp slap. That was a sick pimp slap. I mean, damn. Remember How High?
Yeah,
where they had the pimps with the baby powder.
He's throwing the baby powder.
He's throwing the baby powder. Mike Epps, who's the other guy? I forget the other guy in that.
Like
the
other pimp. Tale of two halves for Jock Peterson.
Oh, dude.
There's like the before the slap, and then there's after the slap.
And after the slap, the Giants were done. I mean, they allowed that guy to get... He didn't do anything. Tommy Pham kept him in the dugout, spooked him. Tommy Pham, by the way, I've been watching him in Boston. He was hitting leadoff home runs and stuff. But he got pimp slapped, and he wasn't
teammates.
The same.
Stabbing relatives.
I think that was bad omen for the clubhouse. It was a very bad omen. Damn, our leading home run hitter just got pimp slapped in left field at Cincinnati. Sheesh. Got pimp slapped by Tommy Pham. Who? Tommy Pham. Who the hell is that? Tommy Pham.
Could you imagine, like, I'm envisioning in my head, even though I know this isn't how it went down. He gets slapped. And then, like, Brandon, come help me.
Brandon's like, huh? Huh? I heard you could hear from the clubhouse.
No.
That's how people knew he got slapped. They were like,
No. Damn.
Said that open palm, like, slid off his jaw. Like, you know.
You got the four fingers on his cheek.
The four fingers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, pip slap. I want him gods. Jeez.
He's had a good year.
2022 Giants. Pip slap back into third place. Was that a three?
That's really good. You know what the best part is? We're going to look at the last like 3 weeks. We're like, hey, you know what? They didn't fall apart on Gabe Kapler.
Oh, yeah. They didn't quit on Kapler.
They didn't quit on him.
They didn't quit on him.
You know what else is going to be funny?
They rally for Cap.
When Tyler Rogers comes back next year.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen his numbers? Last 20 innings?
Oh, it's been really good.
Oh, last 15 outings, 20.2 innings.
Yeah.
Two runs given up.
Oh, I know. I saw Harry Bears in tweeting about his career with the Giants. How his ERA's been.
Harry's going down the deep end.
Yeah, I mean, Harry. God bless him. That's who Harry is. That's who Harry is. Yeah. You should see him on the fantasy football chat at SF Players Club. It's bad. Sam Lubman is already here. Sam Lubman. I told you, defense got better. Rodgers was pitching well. Because remember, we had that big blow up before a show where I was like, Rodgers stinks. Because he's top 10 reliever. I said, where? He's the top 10 reliever on the Giants. And all of a sudden, he's dealing. So this is what's happening. Tyler Rogers is going to be back. Mike Yastrzemski is going to be back. Kapler's going to be back. And, you know, Jock Peterson, he'll be lucky to be back. But I personally, Farhan is a better man than me. Hey, Jock, you got pimp slap, man. I can't have you on this team.
It's worth consideration.
Oh, we're trying to build character in this clubhouse.
I'm ready for this Giants season to just end.
Are you ready for the Niners season to end?
I'm actually really looking forward to Monday night.
You're lying, man. We're going to get more than Warriors.
No, you know what I want to get into?
And the Niners. We'll get there. Tua. And Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, this is
everybody's
important.
Losing their mind about Tua Tagovailoa, and I know why. So we'll get into that coming up. Sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Curry advances, timeline, between the legs for the dribble, fires away from downtown, Curry for three, and the crowd loves that, 23-17 Warriors, they lead by six.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and the Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
Ah, little Tim Roy out in Japan as the Warriors win their preseason opener. Steph Curry with the first of many threes this season, although this one doesn't count, of course, it's preseason basketball, we're not going to go crazy, but it was good to see the boys back on the floor. They'll play again Saturday night, 10 p.m. And don't forget the replay. We'll replay that game in case you missed it this morning. Catch the replay this afternoon. Actually, this early evening at 6 p.m. right after Damon and Ratto, right here on 95.7 The Game. And then don't forget Monday, 49ers covers live from the Hilton Hotel down there next to Levi's Stadium. Next Monday, 95.7 The Game will be live and local. Willard and Dibbs, Steiny and Guru, Damon and Ratto, they will all be down there during the day as we get you ready for Monday Night Football between the Rams and the 49ers. And we'll get back to the Warriors in just a second. But I want to get into Thursday Night Football. And first of all, Thursday Night Football, I think the Amazon Prime production is legit. Before the game where they're showing like the meetings, they're talking to Tua, they're talking to Mike McDaniel, they show the Dolphins getting on the plane and leaving and then arriving in Cincinnati, and they're talking to Cincinnati, and they're talking to Tyreek, and they're talking to Burrow, and they're talking to Chase. That's pretty cool. And did they get to the actual broadcast? I'm going to stand back on Herb Street. I think Herb Street could be really good. I realized it yesterday. Al Michaels just isn't the one.
You've come to my side of the table.
It's time to retire.
Thank you.
He's reading just cue card stats that are headed to him that make no sense to make a point. And Herbie's like, yeah, I'm with you. And I heard him say, I'm with you multiple times.
How about when Al Michaels went straight, you know, this Burrow's a cool cat. Yeah. I'm like, Al, dog, dude. It's 2022, homie.
Dude, Al.
2022.
Al's still in that last check from Amazon. He's done.
I mean.
He's done. Sunday Night Football upgraded with Mike Tirico.
And who's he fooling with that hair?
Yeah, no, I mean, we need to get Herbie a partner. I mean,
come on.
It's time. That will enhance the Thursday Night viewership. Richard Sherman's good. I like Sherman a lot.
I told you, it would have taken a ton of guts. I doubt they would have ever done it. But what I would have done is I'd have gone Sherman and I'd have gone Gus Johnson.
Yeah.
The other thing that I noticed, Ryan Fitzpatrick wannabe Pat McAfee in terms of appearance.
Yeah.
Horrific analyst.
Yeah.
Whitworth is way better than him. We don't need to go straight to the quarterback if the quarterback has nothing to say.
And let's be honest. Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't a great quarterback.
Well, that doesn't mean that you can't be a good analyst.
No, that's true. But
like, have a personality.
Give me Sherm, Whitworth, and that's it. Well, I only need a two-man booth.
Here's a great example.
Akeem Tlaib was supposed to be there. We know that, but he has some family issues.
Here's the thing. Great example. Joe Staley. We all like Joe Staley. When Joe Staley was playing, everyone was like, he's going to kill it in media. And he was okay. And I'm not trying to rip Joe Staley, but it's really difficult to be good in media. I think they're two different, platforms. Being a funny player or being someone that we put the mic in front of, while you have the jersey on is one thing. Doing it afterwards is a whole nother. Ryan Fitzpatrick, totally out on. Sherman's great. I think Sherman is fantastic. And they kind of phased Tony G out, which was good. And I thought Whitworth was really good. I really like Andre Whitworth.
Yeah, Whitworth is solid. I like him. So, that's just my takeaway of the broadcast and the production.
Oh, and the 4K.
And the 4K.
The 4K.
Is nice.
Every single station, ESPN, 4K. On down, ABC.
Yeah, we all need 4K.
What are we doing?
But the biggest thing that happened in that game is, one, the Dolphins lose their first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They lose to the Bengals 27-15, but it's what happened late in the second quarter, late in the first half. Tua Tagovailoa, after taking a shot, and the Dolphins had a first and goal, Dolphins were awarded a first down off a roughing the passer penalty. So it's second down, the Tua drops back, and he lets one go to Tyreek Hill, and he just gets slammed to the turf. He just gets
pile-drived
into the turf, and he doesn't get up. And here's the call. Let's listen to it.
To a rolling left. Nick DeGrane, and down he goes. Slung down on his own 48-yard line. Josh Tupu. And, uh-oh.
Yeah, Josh Tupu slams Tua. Tua had his fingers, I didn't know what the heck was going on. They called it a head and neck injury. He flew back with the Dolphins last night, so he was checked out of the hospital. Head and neck injuries, but this came after Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills, where it was really, really hot, and Tua, he collapsed.
It was over 120 degrees on the field.
He collapsed, and he walked off the field, and he went back to the locker room, and everybody thought it was a head injury. Dolphins called it a back injury. Tua didn't look right. Then with the short turnaround on Thursday Night Football, did you need to play Tua? He's already a small dude who I think is going to have durability issues throughout the course of his career because of his small frame. But there's a question on whether or not he should have been playing last night and that the Dolphins did him dirty by trotting him out there in Cincinnati against the Bengals on Thursday Night Football.
So, as a television product, I would be lying if I didn't say, I love Thursday Night Football. Of course I love Thursday Night Football. But I also realize that, baked into that is, they probably shouldn't be playing. Forget Tua's injury for just a second. You brought up the 120-degree weather on Sunday, which was the Bills and Dolphins that they were playing in.
See Josh Allen when he hugged Tua at the end of the game? He put his hand on the shoulder pad and was exhausted. He did throw 62 times, but
every single guy needed an IV. They were saying it was some of the worst conditions they've ever played in. And then, you're trying to replenish yourself to get ready for 3 days later. The body's just not set up for that. Everybody's been saying it. And I know everyone's coming down Richard Sherman's road because at halftime he didn't say anything about it, even though when he played, he was one of the most anti-Thursday Night Football guys. Now, with the schedule being what it is now, and now you got 17 games, how have they not figured out you got to bake in a bye week before the Thursday game for both teams? I know it's difficult, but if you're going to do the Thursday thing as a television product and try to have that standalone game, you've got to work the schedule to where they're not playing 3 or 4 days before.
I would prefer them not to have Thursday Night Football, and I get the money involved.
But it doesn't feel like that's going away.
It's not going away anytime soon, especially after what Amazon paid for that package.
Exactly.
It's just not fair.
I know.
You play a grueling divisional game against the Buffalo Bills, then you got to fly to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati was in New York. New York, they got to fly back home, get there Sunday night. Next day, you're getting ready and you're recovered. What I heard from NFL players in the past was, by Thursday, your body starts to feel right. You're starting to come around from the wear and tear from the previous game. That's if you're lucky. Most guys, maybe it's Friday when they start feeling fresh again. They got to turn around and play high-level football on a Thursday. And let's face it, It was a gotta have it game for Cincinnati.
Absolutely. Their season was on the brink. And then you look at it from like a fantasy perspective, even if you're not the most diehard fantasy player, most of us know, I'm really reluctant to play my running back on a Thursday night. Like, just like, think about that. Why do we say that? Because we know like the recovery time, that's a factor. Now, I don't pretend to be some doctor. I've never tried to pretend to be a doctor. I don't know how he got cleared, but they say he got cleared. I listen to the Levitar podcast pretty much every single day, and they're a Miami-based podcast, and they were arguing leading up to the game on whether Tua should play or not.
Right.
And there are compelling points on both sides. The NFL is inherently violent and part of the machismo of the sport. Look at Herbert play through the broken ribs.
Right.
Look at Byron Leftwich playing with a broken leg. Like, we do this in sports. Tony Romo coming out of the Candlestick locker room to lead with broken ribs. The 49ers are to a loss.
Did you hear what this doctor said? PhD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Chris Nowinski on Twitter. Chris Nowinski, what does he do here? Founding CEO of Concussion. He's a neuroscientist. But he basically said yesterday at around 1 o'clock, if Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion that destroys his season or career, everyone involved will be sued or should lose their jobs, coaches included. We all saw it, even they must know this isn't right. Now, again, they called it a back injury on Sunday. We all thought it was a head injury with the way he responded. Teams don't like to disclose injuries.
No, that's
obvious. He came back in that Buffalo Bills game and finished it out, and they win the game. But should he have played Thursday? Probably not.
Have you ever gotten a concussion?
Not that I know about.
Okay. Has anybody else on the show ever gotten a concussion? I'm just out of curiosity.
I don't think I've gotten like one diagnosed, but like I'm pretty sure when I played football in high school, I got my bell rung enough once.
Yeah, I got my bell rung. I saw Tweety Birds.
Yeah, I got two legit concussions. Both of them. One of them knocked me completely out. The other one, I thought I was good, and then I kept trying to play baseball, and then I like literally fell over trying to play. And obviously, this was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I felt like I was in a car crash. Neck, my feet were numb. Like, I was destroyed. Now, I know there's different levels of it. I don't know how they let him play in the game, man. And I just, it's just, especially seeing how violent it was when he fell on Sunday.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. So, I'm not trying to be a Twitter doctor, but it looked like Tua shouldn't have been played. But good thing is, Tua is okay. He flew back with the team last night as the Dolphins lose to the Bengals. Their first loss of the season. The first loss of the McDaniel era down in South Beach, Miami. Speaking of which, hopefully everybody in Florida is safe. And they're safe and sound from that hurricane out there in southern Florida. Ian, Hurricane Ian, thank you very much, Spadoni. All right, what's coming up on the game? Sponsored by Fremont Bank Full Service Banking. No compromises. I'm going to get back to James Wiseman and go to State Warriors and talk about some of the memories from last season. 888-957-9570 is the hotline and the number. Open forum today. Open forum. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about. Roasters here on 95.7 The Game.
To the Morning Roast with Vontae and Shasky.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
What is it? Whatever you want.
Money time! Money time!
I was going locksmith.
No, I was going.
Money time! Money time!
Tigers are back. Jordan Poole's back. Wiseman's back. I'm smiling. I'm happy. It's...
Money time!
And then Monday, we get to Levi's Stadium, It is Gucci time, as in Gucci Garoppolo.
Straight bootleg Gucci. What's up, man? You want a Folex? A fake Rolex? I'm over here on six emissions.
You want a Bolex? Not a Rolex, a Bolex?
I mean,
that's Gucci. I mean, it ain't Prada. I mean, it's Pradi. Not with the name, with an I. Real quick, man. We're having fun on a Friday. Good morning, everybody out there. YouTube, goofy. Twitch, Comcast Business Text Line. It hit me yesterday, man. I'm listening to Whittle and the Dibs, and they're talking about Garoppolo this and Garoppolo that. And I just got depressed.
Why?
Right on the spot, I got depressed and I had to pull over for a second and said, damn, 3 weeks ago, I was so excited to be in Chicago to see Trey Lance.
I know.
And now we're driving to Levi Stadium on Monday saying, Jimmy, just keep us in the game. Don't blow it. Don't throw up on yourself. Complete a pass. Like we're back to watching and talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. What did we do to the football gods in the Bay Area for this to happen? Shasky, seriously. In February, once the NFC Championship game was over, we said we never had to watch number 10 ever again in a 49er uniform. And now we're back to watching and breaking down Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, man. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my hair. It's just... Jimmy Garoppolo's back.
I know.
I can't believe it. He's back.
It is depressing. I'm with you on that. And you know what the funny thing is? Is like
it's not even funny, but it is funny.
After 2 weeks, the narrative has shifted so much. Oh. It went from Jimmy gives him the best chance to win to all of a sudden even the biggest Jimmy supporters. I mean, he kind of is what he is. I mean, like, it's just ridiculous.
Look, we know it's Rams week. We're going to be ready to go. But we just need some time. We get it. We just need some time. Because the spin cycle when it came to Trey Lance, and you're right, players running to Michael Silver. Couldn't wait to get that caught out there. Huh. We know Jimmy gives us the best chance to win. And then we go out there and see him score 10 points. And we see him run out the back of the end zone. And we see the pick 8. And we see Trent get hurt. And we see him throw in the triple coverage on first down from the Broncos' 47-yard line. And we say to ourselves, damn, we're back to this. You can't even blame Shanahan for the game plan because plays are open.
I don't even know.
You got to just laugh it off, Shasky.
Well, this is why I was so angry and frustrated and sad and depressed when Trey Lance went down. It's like a malaise, and it's just, here we are, you know? I mean, we got, Damon Bruce did, like, I think 20 minutes on Brock Purdy yesterday that I was listening to. And he was breaking down how he's the 37th best passer in the history of college football.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking, God damn, that must be a sad 36 list.
Must have been a slow 20 minutes. The day we have to start breaking down Brock Purdy is the day we go all Warriors on the show. Well, I'm dead serious.
It's ridiculous. Like, this, he's pinpoint accurate over the middle, and, you know, it's like, no, he's not pinpoint accurate. No, he doesn't see the field. Like, yeah, he can sling it at times. Like, he can throw it around a little here and there.
This is so funny.
But he always throws into horrible picks.
This is so funny, Kyle Kelly. Bonte gets serial killer delusional laugh talking about the Giants and the Niners. He's a proud dad. He has proud dad laughs when discussing the Golden State Warriors. I could not. I feel like a proud papa seeing James Wives go out there and drop 29, running the floor,
and then here
flushing.
Here you go from the 510. And this is, I cannot, it's just for the life of me. People are, they're dumb. And I'm just going to say this. Jimmy is still better than Trey Lance, but you make excuses for him, though. Y'all acting like Trey wasn't the worst rated quarterback in the league prior to his injury. Okay. He played 5 quarters this year.
Right.
How come nobody can go back just to week 16 of last year when he beat the Texans?
Saved the season.
In a game where they had to have it.
Saved the season.
Okay, we're out here blowing Jimmy for that second half against the Rams when he threw the worst red zone pick right. I've ever seen in my life and almost threw a second one to Jalen Ramsey in that second half. And yet Trey Lance dismantled the Texans, who ended up beating the Chargers down the stretch, mm-hmm. who ended up holding a bunch of quarterbacks yep. in the final 5 weeks yep. to their lowest passer rating of the year. Yet we scoff at that, but we couldn't go a couple of quarters. And he was having a decent little drive or two in the second. A couple of quarters in the rain, and we're going to throw the kid out with the bathwater.
Right.
Yet we've got 10 years of evidence that tells me Jimmy's mediocre.
Right.
He's got moments, but he's mediocre. But you couldn't give the kid a second.
You couldn't give him a second.
A second.
Ready to destroy him after the Chicago. I haven't heard from Mike Bartz.
And here's the other thing.
Have you heard from Mike Bartz since week one?
No.
Have you heard from Michael Lombardi no. since week one?
No, and this is the other thing. I hear from people who never went to practice, and they all say the same thing. Can't throw. And I always go, who says that? Who's that? A bunch of people who weren't at practice?
Yeah.
Or the guy who went to practice and looked and watched them, me, or Grant Cohn, or even Cam Inman. Because we all saw the same thing. Yeah. Kid looks good on some days, looks a little erratic on others. I know this. Jimmy Garoppolo sucks at practice. And ain't nobody want to say that out loud. You know why? Because he's the golden goose who gets clicks.
Right.
But the reality is the guy couldn't hit the barn because he's got horrible footwork. Couldn't hit the right side of a barn. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that I just keep coming back to. We cannot assess two players any differently. One is in year 10.
One is had his fourth start.
One was the rawest prospect we've ever seen. You have to give someone the time. I thought Jordan Poole wasn't an NBA player.
Right. Now look at him.
All right.
He's about to get a max deal.
And they're going to say, well, Joe, they were trying to win a championship, the Niners. And so you got to win now. There is an evolution to this. You're hoping that you start him off here. By year's end, he's a little bit better. By year two, he takes the league by storm. Look at Jalen Hurts. Everybody's talking about Jalen Hurts. They're drooling over Jalen Hurts. He was mediocre last year because he had the runway to fail and succeed.
You know what's funny? Damn, I freaking just lost my thought. Oh, this is what I was about to say. We went from Jimmy gives his team a better chance to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
To already pivoting to Brock Purdy. There's people already ready to pivot to Brock Purdy. Just like that. In a 2 week span, we've gone from Trey isn't ready. Trey can't throw. Jimmy gives him the best chance to win. That was Niner football. To all of a sudden, I need a training camp. I need OTAs. I need to get in game shape. To Brock Purdy may give his team the best chance to win. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Did you hear what Steve Young had to say about Jimmy Garoppolo?
I did. Can we go back to the Warriors? 6:56. I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to go down to Jimmy rabbit hole that early. Just think about our moods now. We came in all jovial. Spinotti's playing 50 Cent music on a Friday. Lotman's running material. All of a sudden, we start talking Jimmy again.
Well, you know why I get frustrated with it? You know why I'm fatigued by it? Because I actually spend my hard-earned money and my emotion and my time on this team. I have season tickets, and I've watched this play out. And does he have moments? Of course he has moments. Yeah, of course he has moments. Well, he's mediocre. It's okay to say it.
So bad.
It's okay to say it. I don't know why we have to sugarcoat it. They wanted to swing for something that was a little raw, that was going to be a little rough around the edges to begin with. But by year's end, we were hoping it was going to be better. And he made three throws in the Bear game that Jimmy couldn't dream of throwing.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it at all. Let's go to Matt in the city. Matt in the city is listening on the car radio. Matt, what's happening?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, yeah. Hopefully the Warriors, when they start, they'll help us sleep at night again. But
hey, Matt, let me tell you something. I'm sleeping really well. I'm sleeping really good. It's just when I think
I'm having trouble.
When I think about the quarterback of the 49ers and I think about what I'm watching the same thing I've watched over the last 3 years. And it's the 49ers' fault that they brought back Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's not absolve them. They're not exonerated from this. They brought him back. They brought him back. Go ahead, Matt.
I agree, man. It's crazy. It's like a throwback Thursday all over again. But, hey, so, Shasky, I just wanted to ask you, because I know you said your old man used to work at the Ferry Building once upon a time in the clock tower. I saw a signature that said Matt Shasky, 2019. I don't know if that was his.
And that's my uncle.
It could be.
That's my uncle. But why are you putting his business out in the street? Now he's going to get in trouble. No, I'm just teasing. No, my uncle runs the port.
We'll be getting our people snitching.
Hey, my uncle runs the port.
Right on, man.
See, I told y'all. Hey, Matt, I told you Shasky had long family money. His uncle runs the port. How about that drop? Well,
plumbers.
How about that drop?
Flex. It's like Sopranos, bro.
Drop.
You know us Irish, we run everything.
Spinotti, little drop. My uncle runs the port.
It's the flex moment of the day,
It's the flex moment of the week.
Right, he does.
Flex moment of the week.
Uncle Matt's like a legend. He's one of the greatest plumbers in the history of San Francisco.
Let Matt finish.
No, but I was just going to ask you guys, now that Trey Lance is gone and out right now, what's his future going to look like? Are we going to keep him? Is he going to start next year? Just wanted your thoughts on that really quick. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Matt, I would like to guess and say he's going to be back next year and start. But I have no idea what this regime I didn't think Jimmy Garoppolo would be here, and he's here. So I have no idea what's going to happen with Trey Lance. I hope he's back. I hope he develops. But I'm as clueless as you right now, Matt. What else can I say?
I got to see where he's at physically. I mean, this ligament ankle thing.
Ankle broke a fibula.
Who knows, like, man? I don't know.
Back to the Warriors. Adam in the city. What's happening? You're on the roast.
Morning, guys. Sound a little bit chipper today. Shasky sounds a little bit mad, but it's okay.
Adam?
Right now, too.
The Jimmy Garoppolo day was uttered, and it depresses everybody. It actually gets him angry. He's turned red. He's red now. Look at him.
Because I've been fighting the good fight on Jimmy for 4 years.
Adam,
he's the guy in the group project who does nothing, and then at the end is like gets all the credit when they do the presentation because he regurgitated the talking points from all the people who actually did the project.
I look at him as like a player that like say in high school that everyone rooted for and you wanted him to be good and he had a couple flashes but he just didn't live to his potential. And like you look at 2017 when they traded for him, it was gave him a little bit of hope. 2018 mm-hmm. happens. You know, mm-hmm. if they don't get Garoppolo, you know, you can go down this rabbit hole. Maybe the Niners don't have Nick Bosa right now, right? So, but then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.